Welcome to Headspin, the first of its kind hip-hop game cast, where contestants compete head-to-head, answering questions about the golden era of hip-hop. The winner goes home with cold hard cash and bragging rights, while the loser is forced to spin the dreaded Headspin Wheel of Consequences. It's your man, the legendary DJ Kool. So without further ado, here's your host, Magic Mose.
Yeah. It's your man, Magic Mose. Give me a 1970s turtleneck and I'm hip-hop's Richard Dawson. Coming to you live from beautiful Hollywood, California. Welcome to Headspin, the world's first and greatest golden era hip-hop game cast. We have two incredible golden era gladiators in the house today. Please give a big Headspin welcome to Jamie, a 43-year-old theater owner and artistic director, and Dory, a 43-year-old behavioral analyst. Now, both of you guys are heading deep into your 40s.
Deep.
Do you still actively listen to hip-hop in your daily life, or was your whole record collection lost in your first divorce?
Hell yeah. Still listen all day, every day.
I listen to it all day and all night.
Oh, shit.
So I might have an edge.
All right. We're super excited to put you both to the ultimate golden era test. But first, we're going to get to know you a little bit better. Jamie, what golden era hip hop song best describes how you're feeling right now?
I'm thinking about the song Juice by Eric B. and Rakim, also known as Know the Ledge, because I know so much ledge when it comes to hip hop.
You know so much ledge. It's not because you're smooth and you move like an army?
Oh, I think that this goes without saying.
Okay, good. Second question for you, Jamie. Which rapper would make the best president of the United States and why?
I think it's got to be the RZA, because he would assemble the cabinet like Voltron.
So it sounds like you read the Wu-Tang manual?
I read and absorbed every ounce of it. If you're talking about Wu-Tang's Enter the 36 Chambers.
Bonus question. If you had to remove one member from the Wu-Tang Clan, including all of their past contributions from Wu-Tang albums, who would you choose and why?
That's tough.
Yes, it is.
You know what? I'm going to fucking go out on a limb and say Method Man.
Whoa! Mind-blowing. Why would you choose Method Man, sir?
I think he was the most commercial of all of them. And, you know, I like those deep underground cuts.
How deep do you like it?
I like Inspector Deck Deep.
All right, final question for you. What's the least hip-hop thing you've done in the last 24 hours?
I consumed 8 popsicles over the course of 25 minutes while watching... What was I watching? While watching Pen 15 on Hulu. You can edit that together so it sounds better.
All right, now moving on to Dory.
Yeah.
First question for you, sir. What golden era hip-hop song best describes how you're feeling right now?
You know, funny thing is, I was about to say Know the Ledge. By the way, that's the name of the song, not Juice. It was in the movie Juice, so you know how that goes. Extra point right here.
Okay.
But instead, I'm going to go with Time is Running Out by Brand Nubian.
Which album is that from?
It's from the Slam soundtrack.
And actually, I think that the name of that song is Slam.
No, it's called Time is Running Out. But nice try.
If you had to explain Brand Nubian to someone who's never heard of them before, but you can only pick one of their songs to share, what song would you choose and why?
Got to go with the classic, right? The punks jump up. You know, Jamie jumps up to get beat down. But
fuck that, dude! I'm so mad right now.
I'm gonna go out there and say, when you think of a group of 3 MCs rapping, right? Brand Nubian's got to be top 2.
Could you name all 3 MCs?
We got Pooba,
of course,
right?
Sadat X.
We got Sadat X.
You know this.
Lord Jamar, there you go.
Second question for you. Which rapper would make the best president of the U.S. and why?
Undoubtedly, indubitably, Chuck D for president. Academy number 1.
So you're saying Flavor Flav would be vice president? Or
No. Maybe an honorary position somewhere in the mix.
Last question for you, Dory.
Yes.
What's the least hip-hop thing you've done in the last 24 hours?
So I'm going to go with returning emails.
Returning emails?
Yes.
Are you forwarding chain letter emails about like America's Got Talent?
Yeah, usually I find like cute pictures of like animals and babies, and I forward them to, you know, all of my friends.
All right, let's get into the game. Each round, we'll be asking you the same 7 trivia questions ranging from easy to hard about classic hip hop. You'll have 60 seconds to respond. While one of you is answering questions, the other will be in the isolation booth, unable to hear anything but the official Headspin Golden Era playlist on Spotify. During your turn, if you don't know the answer, say pass, and we'll come back to it after the final question has been asked. But keep in mind, time is a big factor here. After you feel like you've completed the round to your best ability, just yell stop, and your turn will be over. Each round, point values will go up, giving you both a chance to win the game and take home our prize, the title of Headspin Champion and $500!
Whoa!
Ah! Now, the loser today will have to spin the Headspin Wheel of Consequences. Whoever spins that wheel is going to have to perform a Golden Era hip-hop consequence ripped straight from the 90s that'll live on our Instagram page forever.
I heard Jamie's really good at spinning shit, so...
Oh, no.
In fact, his nickname when he was 17 years old was Spinderella.
Ah, so funny.
All right, are you guys ready to start this competition?
Yeah.
Bring it on.
All right, now, Jamie, you'll be first. That means, Dory, you're heading into our isolation booth. All right, Jamie, this is the first round. Each question is worth 100 points. Let's see how many of the 7 you can get correct in 60 seconds. The clock will start after I ask this first question. Here we go. Name the New York rap duo who starred in the 90s classic House Party.
Kid and Play.
How many members of the Young Black Teenagers were actually black?
0.
What was the name of the rap group that wrote the hit Blue Cheese in 1991?
Pass.
Finish this line from A Tribe Called Quest's Electric Relaxation. Relax yourself, girl.
Oh, I didn't know you were finished. Relax yourself. Oh, God. Please come here. That's definitely it. Please don't come here. Yeah. I'm killing it. Keep going.
Roger Rabbit, RoboCop, Back to the Future, and Running Man, which was not a classic hip-hop dance?
Repeat those.
Roger Rabbit, RoboCop, Back to the Future, and Running Man.
I'm going to say Back to the Future.
Which member of Brand Nubian went on to record his solo debut, Wild Cowboys?
Sadat X.
That's time, Jamie. All right, Jamie, you scored 4 out of 7 in that first round.
All right, I'll take it.
What is going through your head right now, sir?
Who fucking did Blue Cheese? And what the hell are they saying in Electric Relaxation? Every day I listen to Electric Relaxation, it comes on and I'm singing it, but I don't know the words I'm saying. It seems on for here.
All right, Jamie, head into our booth as we bring out Dory. All right, Dory, are you ready for this first round?
Listo.
All right, put your hip-hop thinking cap on. You got 60 seconds after I read this first question. All right, here we go. Name the New York rap duo who starred in the 90s classic House Party.
Oh, come on, man. Kid and Play.
How many members of the Young Black Teenagers were actually black?
1.
What was the name of the rap group that wrote the hit Blue Cheese in 1991?
UMCs.
Finish this line from A Tribe Called Quest's Electric Relaxation. Relax yourself, girl.
With a piece of mind. I'm a piece of shit.
Roger Rabbit, RoboCop, Back to the Future, and Running Man, which was not a classic hip-hop dance.
Michael J. Fox, Back to Future.
All right, that's time, Dory. All right, Dory, you scored 3 out of 7 questions correct. What do you think went right and went wrong in that round?
I think maybe, you know, I took too much time figuring stuff out and just need to move on.
All right, cool. All right, let's bring out Jamie and let's go through the answers to these questions. Kid and Play is the New York rap duo who starred in House Party.
The members of Young Black Teenagers, not a one of them were black. Jamie, you knew that one.
I pictured the album cover. I saw a lot of dreads, but...
The UMCs wrote the hit Blue Cheese in 1991. Dory had that correct. What was going on, Jamie? I felt like you were struggling a little bit on that one.
I actually was going to say Ultramagnetic, which I always got them confused because UMC is Ultramagnetic. And it just...
Very different group. Pretty fucked up.
Yeah, I know, obviously.
All right, guys, no fighting. You guys both got hung up on this one, which is surprising as a hip-hop classic. Relax yourself, girl. Please settle down.
He says it weird. We got to admit, there's definitely 17 syllables packed into that somehow.
Back to the Future was not a classic hip-hop dance. Both of you guys got this right. And the member of Brand Nubian who wrote Wild Cowboys was Sadat X. All right, now after round one, Jamie is in the lead with 400 points and Dory has 300 points. Very close game, very close. There's still a whole lot of head spin to play. Let's see if the lead changes in our second round. Questions there are going to be worth 200 points. Round two is coming up after these messages.
Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back after a quick break.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back to Headspin. We got Jamie and Dory battling it out today. Jamie's in the lead with 400 points, and Dory is right on his heels with 300 points. Today, these Golden Era Gladiators are playing for the title of Headspin Champion and $500. Or as I like to call it, two-thirds of a student loan payment. Now the loser will have to spin our head spin wheel of consequences. That's nasty business.
Gross.
Now let's get acquainted with the consequences on today's wheel with our announcer, the legendary DJ Kool.
Today's head spin consequences are Gangsta Prankster. FaceTime your parents with an NWA face tattoo.
Got
B. Freestyle rap your order at Fatburger.
Grin and bear it.
Listen to the Super Bowl shuffle 8 times in a row with no break.
Changing tables.
Set up a table and a sign that reads Little Pump is a better MC than Tupac.
Change my mind.
Jump square.
Just like Crisscross on Hollywood Boulevard and jump to their hit song Jump.
Sugar Hill Ring.
Call a random contact and recite as much of Rapper's Delight as possible.
Back to you, Magic Mouse.
All right, thank you to the legendary DJ Kool. Now, Dory, you'll be kicking off round two. Jamie, that means you'll be heading into our isolation booth. Okay, Dory, are you ready to show off that big brain of yours?
Yes, sir.
Okay, 60 seconds starts after I read the first question. Here we go. What was the name of the 1990s magazine that gave out mics when rating albums?
The Source.
Which supermodel was featured on Kobe Bryant's debut rap single, K-O-B-E?
Pass.
What was the name of the side project created by Guru of Gangstar that included cameos by the likes of Donald Byrd
and Shaka?
Which production team produced Ice Cube's America's Most Wanted?
Pass. Come back to it.
Name the Bay Area-based politically charged MC who penned the hit The Devil Made Me Do It in 1990.
Pass.
Who was Kool Keith's rhyming partner and Ultramagnetic MCs?
Ah, damn it. Pass. Come back.
Who was the DJ for third base?
Pass.
Which supermodel was featured on Kobe Bryant's debut rap single, K-O-B-E?
Naomi Campbell.
Oh man, Dory, you got 2 out of 7 questions correct in that round. What do you think tripped you up?
I think I'm 43 years old, and it kind of makes my brain a little soggy. Now, to tell you the truth, I tried to do the pass game so I could pick up my speed, but then, you know, it's hard to remember stuff.
It's all good, Dory. We'll all hug it out after this. But for now, let's bring out Jamie. All right, now, Jamester. Jamie, the questions in this round are worth 200 points.
That's twice as many points.
And you've got 60 seconds after I read this first question. Are you ready to do this?
Let's do this.
Here we go. What was the name of the 1990s magazine that gave out mics when rating albums?
The Source.
Which supermodel was featured on Kobe Bryant's debut rap single, K-O-B-E?
Pass.
What was the name of the side project created by Guru of Gangstar that included cameos by the likes of Donald Byrd?
Jazzmatazz.
Which production team produced Ice Cube's America's Most Wanted?
The Bomb Squad.
Name the Bay Area-based politically charged MC who penned the hit The Devil Made Me Do It in 1990.
Threat?
Who was Kool Keith's rhyming partner in Ultra Magnetic MCs?
Oh, I don't know. Pass.
Who was the DJ for third base?
Prince Paul.
Which supermodel was featured on Kobe Bryant's debut rap single?
I can picture she has a talk show. She's very, very, very popular.
All right, that's time, Jamie. Jamie, you got 3 out of 7 questions correct. Good, but not exactly something to write home from summer camp about. All right, Jamie, we're going to go ahead and bring out Dory. The Source was the 1990s magazine that gave out mics when rating albums. Tyra Banks was featured on Kobe Bryant's debut rap single, K-O-B-E. Jazzmatazz was Guru from Gangstar's side project. The Bomb Squad was the production team on Ice Cube's America's Most Wanted.
I knew it, and I didn't say it.
I did say it, so I was awarded 200 points.
So Paris was the politically charged MC who penned the hit The Devil Made Me Do It in 1990.
I can't believe I didn't get Paris either. I can't believe that. I should get points because I like Paris more than Jamie. Jamie doesn't even know who Paris is. I get more points. Cops, Coffee, and Donuts. You remember that song?
Yeah.
No, you don't. Again, points.
The only thing better than the beat for that song was Paris's really groundbreaking lyrics. Give it up for the Bay Area. We like to have fun up in the Bay Area.
Come on, man. You gotta subtract points for this shit.
Said G was Kool Keith's rhyming partner in Ultra Magnetic MCs.
See? Did you get that right, Jamie?
I didn't.
Both of you got this wrong, and we talked about Ultra Magnetic MCs.
I didn't even try.
Now, last question. Daddy Rich or Richie Rich was the DJ for third base?
Yeah, that was never gonna happen.
I just don't know. I just didn't know.
All right, we're at the end of round two. Jamie still leads with 1,000 points, and Dory has 700. Round three is coming up, and the correct answers will be worth 300 points, giving each gladiator a chance to take home our title of Headspin Champion and our grand prize of $500. Now, the other contestant will have to spin our Headspin Wheel of Consequences. Stick around for round three to see who it is.
Stay tuned for round three. One of our golden era gladiators will be forced to spin the dreaded Headspin Wheel of Consequences. Headspin!
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back to your favorite show, Headspin. After round two, Jamie has the lead with 1,000 points. Dory has 700 points. This is still anyone's game, but let's step it up in round three, guys. This round, each of you have the chance to win because the point values are tripled. Now, Dory, you'll be going first. Jamie, go ahead and head into the booth. Okay, Dory, this is round three. This is it all. This is the big deal. This is a big show. What are you thinking? Are you ready?
I'm thinking I'm like Triple G. Big show, big drama. Let's do it.
All right, 60 seconds will begin after I read this first question. Here we go. What is the name of the Bay Area collective consisting of Souls of Mischief?
Hieroglyphics.
Name the East Coast MC who released the scathing NWA diss entitled Fuck Compton.
Pass.
Which rap group was comprised of True Goy the Dove, Pasta Noose?
De La Soul.
Name Eazy-E's infamous co-founder of Ruthless Records.
Heller, Jerry Heller.
Besides Busta Rhyme, name the two other rappers and leaders of the new school.
Pass.
What is the title of the 1993 comedy starring Chris Rock that parodied West Coast gangsta rap?
CB4.
The final song on GZA's Liquid Swords was titled B-I-B-L-E. What did that stand for?
B-I-B-L-E. I don't know. Pass.
Name the East Coast MC who released the scathing NWA diss entitled Fuck Compton.
Biggie.
All right, that's time, Dory. That's time. You got 4 out of 7 questions correct, putting you back in the lead. Let's keep this hip-hop swag on because the game is still winnable for you, my man. Let's bring out Jamie. All right, Jamie, welcome to round three. This is your chance to win all of those ducats. Correct answers are worth 300 points. Here we go. What is the name of the Bay Area collective consisting of Souls of Mischief, Del the Funky Homo Sapiens? Name the East Coast MC who released the scathing NWA diss entitled Fuck Compton.
Will Smith.
Which rap group was comprised of True Goy the Dove, Pasta Noose?
De La Soul.
Name Eazy-E's infamous co-founder of Ruthless Records.
Oh, that's the one. The pass.
Besides Busta Rhymes, name the other two rappers and leaders of the new school.
Charlie Brown and pass.
What is the title of the 1993 comedy starring Chris Rock that parodied West Coast gangsta rap?
CB4.
The final song on GZA's Liquid Swords album was titled B-I-B-L-E. What did that stand for?
B-I-B-L-E. Basic instructions before leaving Earth.
Damn, Jamie, you got that one by the skin of your teeth. Very great job on that.
Woo.
Jamie, you got 4 out of those 7 questions correct. Let's bring out Dory. Let's talk about it. All right, guys, let's quickly go through these questions. The Bay Area collective consisting of Souls of Mischief, Del the Funky Homo Sapien, and Casual is Hieroglyphics. Tim Dog was the East Coast MC who released the scathing NWA diss, Fuck Compton. Now, Jamie, you said Will Smith. Did you really think Will Smith said Fuck Compton?
I thought it was the B-side to Summertime.
De La Soul is comprised of True Goy the Dove, Pasta Noose, and Maceo. Jerry Heller was Easy E's infamous co-founder of Ruthless Records. Besides Busta Rhymes, the other two rappers and leader of the new school were Dinko D and Charlie Brown. Both of you failed on this one.
Did you get either?
Nah, I didn't even try.
I think, Jamie, you said Charlie.
But I think I got Brown out. I got some Brown out for the second time today.
CB4 was the 1993 comedy starring Chris Rock. The final song on Jizz's Liquid Swords, B-I-B-L-E, stands for Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. All right, Jamie, because you snuck that last answer in, you scored 1,200 points in the third round, giving you a total of 2,200 points. That means you win.
Yay.
You won.
Yay.
All right, make some noise for Jamie. Congratulations, Jamie. You joined an elite class of Golden Era Gladiators as Headspin Champion. In addition to winning that title, you'll be going home today with $500.
Wow.
Jamie, what are you going to do with all that money, all that cheddar?
There's a few charities that I'm kind of debating, but giving back is what I'm all about, and so I'm looking forward to paying it forward.
Now, here's the bad news. Dory, you're going to be spinning our Headspin Wheel of Consequences. What 90s-style hip-hop consequence will you have to perform in front of the entire world? Let's find out right now. All right, Dory, spin that wheel.
Headspin follow-up fun fact. Did you know that Public Enemy were mentors to leaders of the new school? Well, it's true, Biatch. Not only that, Chuck D gave Busta Rhymes and Charlie Brown their rap names. Now that is some classic material.
Oh, Dory, you landed on the Kid and Play Challenge. You have to successfully complete the Kid and Play dance with a random stranger. Dory, on a level of 1 to 10, how excited are you?
12.
That's what I like to hear. Thank you to our Golden Era Gladiators, Jamie and Dory. And congratulations again, Jamie. Dory, I can't wait to see the comments on our Instagram page under the video of your consequence. If you would like to witness Dory's embarrassing consequence, head on over to our Instagram page at Headspin Game Show.
Thank you for tuning in. If you or anyone you know would like to be a contestant on Headspin, follow us at Headspin Game Show and slide into our DMs, y'all. I'll see you on the next episode of Headspin.
Headspin is a product of Stupid Fly Productions, recorded in Hollywood, California, produced and directed by Craig Smith, created by executive producer DJ Cheap Shot, production support from Isaac Lucas, music by The Math Club, mixed by Sean Berman. Headspin, the hip-hop trivia game cast. Headspin!
You know the Kid and Play?
No.
Neither do I, but you want to do it with me? You'll be featured on a...